This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to be, relatively speaking, a quiet week economic indicator-wise, about which small favors, am I right? Anyway, we are going to get a report tomorrow from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York on household debt for the first quarter, which includes credit cards. Early on in the pandemic, right, a lot of us just spent less, and a lot of us we're also getting help from those stimulus checks and expanded unemployment benefits. So credit card balances fell. For the last three quarters, though, they have been going up, those balances have. And you combine that with rising interest rates and, yeah, that could be a bit of a problem, huh? Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
David Silberman spent most of 2020 at home, working and hanging out with his grandkids.
My credit card spending dropped. We weren't traveling. We weren't eating out.
But since pandemic restrictions have eased, his credit cards have gotten a lot more use.
One of my sons actually lives in Israel, so we got to see him and travel to Israel. My wife just got back from a trip to Amsterdam. I was just at a conference in California.
Silberman, who's a senior advisor to the Center for Responsible Lending, says his spending reflects a broader pandemic trend. Early on, many of us were saving money and paying down our debts. Now, he says Americans are adding expenses back into the mix and charging them to credit cards.
It means on the one hand that they're feeling good enough that they want to take on that debt, but on the other hand, they're putting a burden on their balance sheet.
A collective burden of $860 billion, according to the New York Fed's last quarterly report.
We've basically given back half of the gains that we made in 2020 and early 21.
Ted Rossman, an analyst with Bankrate, says we're approaching a record high amount of nationwide credit card debt.
It's because of inflation. People are spending more, but higher interest rates is going to add insult to injury.
Thing is, those rising rates aren't likely to change the way we use our credit cards, says James Choi, a professor of finance at Yale.
People just don't prioritize their spending on the lower interest rate credit card to begin with. And then when they're paying down their credit cards, they don't prioritize paying down their highest interest rate balance.
Unless Americans get more aggressive about paying down their balances, Choi says our debt load will continue to rise. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.